This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Utah Places and Traces. My name is Casey, and I'm here with my two other hosts, Jake and Isaac. We're starting this podcast because Isaac and I, we are actually married.
What?
I know. And we were traveling in Iceland. And we were listening to a really great podcast called, oh, Isaac, what was it called?
Stories of Iceland.
Stories of Iceland. It was entertaining and interesting, and it accompanied us well as we traversed the great mountains and rivers of Iceland. So we wanted to do something similar for Utah. And I know that there's a lot of other Utah podcasts out there, but we bring a unique perspective. All of us are from different parts of Utah. All of us have different experiences in Utah. And we just want to share our knowledge and share some fun stuff with all of you as you travel on the highways and the dry riverbeds of Utah. This is Jake speaking.
This is Jake speaking. And my voice on this podcast will be a little unique in that I was born in Utah. And then when I was about 10, we moved out, started going to other states, and then came back toward the end of my adolescence. And so I get to bring kind of a take on, you know, coming in as an outsider in some ways. So we're going to try and get a fresh and even perspective. Let's talk a little bit more about who we are and what we do. Casey?
Yeah, my name is Casey, and I am currently a rising 2L at BYU Law School. And so I love history. So prestigious.
I'm so sorry. 2L for the plebeians.
Rising 2L means that I will become a second year in the fall.
Oh, okay.
And because I'm not a 1L anymore, because 1Ls suck. So
that's right.
You're no longer a crab.
No longer the what's the word? The plebe? No, not the plebe. The peon. I'm no longer the peon at the law school. So, but this isn't important. I love history. I grew up in the Uinta Basin. I'm from Vernal, Utah, which is eastern Utah. Not a lot of people go there, but we're going to talk about it a lot. I've done a lot of research on homesteading history out there, as well as Native American history. And I just like learning about people and stuff and geography. So that's kind of who I am and what I hopefully bring to the table.
Yeah, I'm Isaac. I'm from Provo, Utah, born and raised, and very proud of it, I might add.
How embarrassing for you.
Right. You know, that's, you hurt my feelings.
Gotta get out, brother.
When you say that kind of stuff.
Oh, jeez. Get me out of this.
I love
Utah.
Do we
need to talk about this alone?
Can we take this in the hallway?
Can I speak to you outside?
Can I see outside for a minute?
So yeah, I'm from Utah, so I love Utah. I think it's an amazing place. The outdoors are incredible and they're super accessible, which is what I love about it.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, as was mentioned, Jake lived here, moved out, came back, and I'm a big fan of Utah in kind of the sense that I look at it, not just as this state, right? Like, I've noticed that when I came back here, a lot of folks just see Utah as its own thing, right? But I like kind of looking at it in the perspective of part of the Southwest United States. And with that, something Casey said was really cool, right? Well, this is the whole Native studies and looking at the Native culture and that sort of thing. I think that's super neat because I lived in Colorado and New Mexico, and the whole Native heritage, indigenous heritage, is super important to learn about for me. And of course, we'll try and, you know, recognize our shortcomings and our, you know, bias, our you know, just recognize who we are and what we're not. Also owning up to the good parts of us, right? And try and deliver some cool stories. And that's what this is all about, right? Relaxing, learning about this awesome state. And the other thing that I just want to underscore, this is going to be like the fact of the whole podcast, right? Over each episode is the beauty. Utah, man. Gorgeous place.
So pretty.
Absolutely gorgeous place.
This is place. The place.
This is the this place, is yeah.
This is a place.
And we'll talk about what that means too. It is a place and the place.
Indeed.
Right? So yeah, enjoy. Kick your feet up. Pour yourself a lemonade. This is a time to enjoy about Utah.
That's right. Just one thing I want to plug really quick is our Instagram. I guess that's not much of a plug, but go and follow our Instagram.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, as they say. That's kind of the platform where we want to interact with people. So if you have any ideas or suggestions on episodes we can do
Please. Based
in Utah, go and ahead and DM us on Instagram.
Also, if you have expertise in some way, if you're part of a community in Utah that maybe we don't know that much about, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, so. if you're like a former mayor or an attorney general who's just like every average Utah
looking at you,
for a
Mike
podcast,
Levitt.
Yeah. please let us know what you want to talk about. We did correction, right? We want to be accurate. So
please reach out. Let us know.
Let us know when we do wrong too, please.
Excited to hear from you and learn with you. Bye.
All right. On we march.